So here there are three steps also. You start with action. The middle point is na kankshati, na dveshti, nirvanda. Then you arrive at the knowledge of the Supreme, which also you get in the field of Jnana Yoga. You arrive at the knowledge of the Supreme, and then you arrive at the same conclusion that since the Divine is acting, you cannot give up the Divine, you are one with Him. Therefore, automatically you begin to act. And that is the culmination of Karma Yoga. This being the case, he says, Ekam api asthitaha, samyak upayaha vindate phalam. Ultimate result of both is the same. Both of them have the same culmination. In both the cases, the knowledge is superior to action. In both the cases, you have to arrive at the condition in which you are nirdvandva, na kankshati, na dveshti. Now therefore, to make it very clear, in the fifth verse, Sri Krishna says, yat sankhyahi prapyate sthanam, tad yogahi api gamyate. What you attain by the process of knowledge at the end is also obtained by the process of karma yoga. Ekam sankhyam cha yogam cha yaha pasyati sa pasyati. Therefore, one who sees that karma yoga and jnana yoga is the same, it is he who rightly perceives. This is the first part and definite part of the answer of Sri Krishna, in which what he speaks of is, we might say, synthesis of knowledge and action. The only difference between the process of knowledge and process of action is the starting point. You may emphasize more knowledge in the starting point. You may emphasize more action in the starting point. In the second point, you arrive at the same thing. The attitude is that of freedom from desire. The third step is the same thing. You arrive at the knowledge of the Supreme. In the fourth step, when you arrive at the Supreme knowledge, having seen that the Supreme Himself is acting and you are one with Him, action automatically proceeds. Both of them arrive at a real synthesis of action and knowledge. That is why it is said the first six chapters of the Bhagavad Gita gives you the basis of the foundation of synthesis of knowledge and action. As yet, bhakti is not brought in so much. That will come later on. That there is also to be a synthesis of bhakti is only hinted. When sometimes he says, mat paraha, you become fully imbued with me. So, bhakti element is only indicated in the first six chapters. This synthesis of bhakti, of jnana and karma, is very much emphasized in the chapter number 7 to 12. That is the main substance of the Bhagavad Gita, in the chapters number 7 to 12, where it is said that among all the bhaktas, the jnani who is a bhakta is best. One who knows me and devotes himself to me with full devotion, he is the real bhakta. That is the definition given there, and therefore jnana and bhakti are both synthesized. But this synthesis obtained in the first six chapters between jnana and karma is continued. If you read the chapter number 7 to 12, the synthesis of knowledge and action is present. But the emphasis falls upon synthesis of knowledge with bhakti. As a result of it, at the end of the 12th chapter, you get a full synthesis of karma, jnana and bhakti. In a sense, therefore, nothing more remains to be said in the Bhagavad Gita. And yet, there are six more chapters thereafter. So, what is the purpose of these six chapters? That when you have synthesized all this, since the fulfillment is in action, What is the nature of fulfillment of an action? That is fully described. The synthesis of knowledge, action and devotion, of course, is the basis and foundation. But since the fulfillment, Bhagavad Gita is both a process of attainment of the culmination and an exposition of the fulfillment. If it was only a question of attainment of the divine, then it would be a different treatment. Bhagavad Gita is an exposition of the attainment of the divine and also the fulfillment of the divine in life. And since Krishna wants to explain to Arjuna the justification of the action, which is the point of culmination or the fulfillment, until he comes to that point, the whole teaching remains incomplete. Therefore, the last six chapters ultimately explain to Arjuna that having synthesized knowledge, action and devotion, you arrive at the secret of the fulfillment of action.